Re.Pay adds SUI and USDC SUA spending across 100-plus countries. Hong Kong-based Re.Pay has plugged the SUA network into its card stack, letting users pay in more than 100 countries directly from SUI or USDC on SUA. The company announced the integration on April 21, 2026, routing SUI native balances through Visa and MasterCard terminals without forcing a manual off-ramp first. For SUI holders, this is the chain's first serious retail payment rail outside of native apps. Bitcoin was trading at $75,590 and BNB at $628.96 as of April 21, 2026, while SUI's ecosystem has been chasing a real spending use case after 2 years of DEX and consumer app volume. How the SUI rail actually works. The mechanics match Re.Pay's existing multi-chain setup. Users deposit SUI or USDC SUA into a Re.Pay balance. When the card is swiped or tapped, Re.Pay converts the crypto to the merchant's local currency at checkout and settles through the card network. The user never needs to bridge out or touch an exchange. USDC SUI is the version of Circle's dollar stablecoin that was minted natively on SUI rather than bridge from Ethereum. It settles in seconds on SUI and redeems 1.1 with Circle. Pairing it with SUI gives users two ways to fund the same card, a stable balance for predictable spending and a volatile balance for anyone who wants to spend directly out of their SUI position. The 100-plus country coverage mirrors Re.Pay's global Visa reach. Users in places where stablecoin native spending is already popular, including parts of Southeast Asia, Latin America, and the Gulf, now get another dollar rail that does not depend on USDT on Tron or USDC on Ethereum. Why SUI needed this more than most chains? SUI has a fast object model and low fees, but it has lacked a high visibility payments rail. Solana had Re.Pay's own Solana card and several other issuers. Ethereum has dozens of card partners. SUI's payment story until now ended at the in-app tap. Adding Re.Pay gives the chain three things it did not have before. A real-world spend venue for SUI that does not require selling on an exchange first. A reason for builders to keep balances in USDC SUI instead of bridging out for payment use. A distribution point in markets where Re.Pay already has meaningful card issuance, including Hong Kong, Taiwan, the UAE, and parts of Latin America. For Re.Pay, the logic is simpler. Every additional chain is more deposit surface and more reasons for existing users to keep funds on platform rather than withdrawing to an exchange. The settlement layer readers should actually watch the disclosed crypto to fiat step at checkout is where the real cost hides. Re.Pay publishes headline conversion terms, but the actual cost per swipe usually combines the quoted spread, the Visa or MasterCard interchange, and any stablecoin slippage on the internal book. In practice, this means two users spending the same $100 of USDC SUI can see slightly different deductions depending on the merchant's local currency, the card network routing, and the time of day. The chain choice matters less than the internal rate Re.Pay happens to be quoting when the transaction clears. Readers comparing spend options should still anchor on total landed cost, not marketing FX claims. Cards marketed as zero foreign exchange markup can still pick up 0.5% to 0.9% on the network spread, and crypto-funded cards almost always add a stablecoin conversion layer on top of that. What happens next? The announcement reads like a rollout, not a pilot. Re.Pay has not flagged country exclusions, eligibility changes, or a wait list, which suggests the integration is going live across its existing card base, rather than a new product SKU. The more interesting question is whether SUI native apps start routing withdrawals directly into Re.Pay balances. A few consumer-facing SUI apps already support direct card top-ups from other chains. If they add SUI and USDC SUI as default destinations, the card becomes a de facto off-ramp for the entire SUI consumer stack. For now, the practical effect is narrower and clearer. Anyone holding SUI or USDC SUI in a Re.Pay account can spend it in 100-plus countries starting April 21, 2026, without bridging, selling, or waiting on an exchange withdrawal.